Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine being able to locate the nearest Aadhaar center with just a few taps on your smartphone, thanks to a new partnership between the Unique Identification Authority of India and MapMyIndia, a homegrown navigation giant. The Unique Identification Authority of India, or UIDAI, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with CE Info Systems Ltd, better known as MapMyIndia, on 1st April 2026. This partnership enables citizens to find over 60,000 Aadhaar Enrollment Centers and Aadhaar Seva Kendras, or ASKs, through the Mapple's navigation app. What makes this significant is that it integrates UIDAI-provided center location data into the Mapple's app, complete with accurate geolisting and categorized search. First, this will cover more than 60,000 Aadhaar enrollment centers and ASKs across India. Crucially, the rollout of this service is expected to happen within just 2 months of signing the agreement. It is worth pausing here to note that citizens will be able to search for these centers by service type, including adult enrollment, child enrollment, address update, mobile update, and biometric update. And here is something that surprises many students: the objective behind this move is not just to make it easier for people to find authorized centers but also to prevent confusion with fake or unauthorized operators. Building on this, let's look at MapMyIndia, which has positioned itself as an indigenous alternative to global mapping giants, a critical distinction for government applications that cannot use foreign platforms for sensitive location data. MapMyIndia offers offline-capable maps for remote or border areas, and its integration with NavICE, India's indigenous GPS system, makes it a preferred choice for many applications. Now, let us turn to Aadhaar Seva Kendras, or ASKs. These are dedicated Aadhaar service centers set up by UIDAI with enhanced facilities, including premium centers with appointment-based access, air-conditioned facilities, and professional staff. They offer both basic services like address and mobile updates, and more complex services such as biometric updates and child enrollment. These centers are located at post offices, banking correspondents, common service centers, and state government offices. As of 2026, India has achieved a remarkable milestone, with over 1.4 billion Aadhaar enrollments covering nearly 99% of adults. There are more than 60,000 enrollment centers across the country, making this one of the largest biometric ID systems in the world. But why does this matter? The scale and reach of Aadhaar underscore its importance in India's digital governance and welfare delivery systems. Now, let us look at the institutional background of UIDAI. The Unique Identification Authority of India was initially established as an authority by executive order in January 2009 and was later given a statutory basis by the Aadhaar, Targeted Delivery of Financial and Other Subsidies, Benefits and Services Act, 2016. UIDAI operates under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY, and is headquartered in New Delhi. A significant development in the history of Aadhaar was the Supreme Court verdict in 2018 in the case of Justice K.S. Puttaswamy versus Union of India. A 5-judge constitution bench upheld Aadhaar as constitutionally valid for welfare subsidies and government benefits. However, the court also ruled that Aadhaar cannot be mandatory for private entities like banks and telecom companies, and that children cannot be denied welfare benefits for lack of Aadhaar. Section 57, which allowed private entities to use Aadhaar, was struck down. So what exactly changed? The judgment struck a balance between the utility of Aadhaar and the right to privacy, setting significant precedents for data governance in India. The key architecture of Aadhaar includes a 12-digit unique identification number linked to bio